to sport with Nathan Rarity and a washout in the cricket, Nathan.
Yeah, it was. Wellington batter Tim Robinson got his first taste of international cricket, but it lasted just two deliveries. Robinson suffered a second ball duck in the opening T20 against Pakistan and Rawalpindi in a game that lasted just two balls before it was called off because of rain. Coach Gary Stead did have some sympathy for Robinson.
Look, it's tough on Robbo going out there and missing out, obviously. In a five-over game, all sorts can happen, and he's now had a taste of international experience, though, so I guess it's a positive he can still take from the day.
The second of five games is in Rawalpindi on Sunday morning, New Zealand time. Lydia Ko has made a solid start to the first women's golf major of the year in Texas, carding an opening round three under par 69 to be in a tie for fourth at the $13.4 million Chevron Championship. American Lauren Coughlin has the clubhouse lead at 6 under. The minor premiership chasing Wellington Phoenix have been given a boost before their final two matches of the A-League regular season with the return of Oscar Zawada. Zawada has been out with a leg injury that the Phoenix thought could rule him out for the rest of the competition. The Polish forward has travelled with the team for tonight's match against Newcastle, and David Ball says while Zawada isn't match fit, he could still make a vital contribution.
To know that we can turn to him for, you know, as long as he's got, he works so hard in everything that he does. So for us, it's a big lift.
The Warriors have suffered a blow ahead of tonight's NRL clash with the Dragons in Wollongong, with utility Chanel Harris-Tavita a late withdrawal after picking up a leg injury at training. Hooker Jazz Tevanga will also miss the match with a hamstring issue set to sideline him for over a month. Coach Andrew Webster says he's not dwelling on his side's injury toll and instead embracing the test of depth.
The game's hard at the moment. You know, 65 minutes of ball in play. The boys are working so hard, and the NRL's gone to a new level, and it's a real adjustment. I think there's injuries all around the league at the moment, and we're no different, and we're not going to feel sorry for ourselves, and we'll just fight on.
And last night's NRL match, the Storm beat the Roosters 18-12 in Sydney. Koinanga, Purongo, Hakinikina.